You're listening to Chatting with Floor, with Floor Morin, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome everybody. This is another episode with Chatting with Floor, and I hope you all been doing your homework, spreading love and kindness. And I've been missing you guys the whole week. I love you. And just remember, it's very important to spread love and kindness. And today I have a very special guest, Mr. Real Spit. So, Mr. Real Spit, hi, how are you?
How's it going? Pretty good. How you doing?
Good. I'm honored to have you. Thank you so much for accepting this invitation. I know you're very private, but the world needs to know about you because you're so talented. And, you know, I just want to say that I'm very honored. And this is the time that I embrace the kings and the queens. So I'm embracing you as a king that you are for what you have done for the industry, putting your two cents on your own way. You beat your own tune, like myself. So, you know, I'm always short with the introduction. So go ahead and let the audience know who you are and what you do.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? What's up, y'all? My name is Real Spit. A lot of y'all may know me as Teflon or Tef from my older days when I first started out doing music. We've been evolving. Everything's been growing since and getting even better. So, you know, got to let y'all know what's going on lately.
Yeah, we need to catch up. Gosh, we haven't seen each other for a long time, no? So
definitely. Yeah, it's been too long.
Yeah, but it's so good to see you. And thank you so much for joining me on this journey that I call it Chatting with Floor, spreading love and kindness and sharing beautiful stories like yours with my audience to inspire others. So tell me, how did you start it with the music? Because you're a rapper.
Yeah, pretty much. I started in high school, actually. That's when I really tuned in and really started, because I've always been listening to music since I was a child, pretty much. So I've always had my headphones, and even on the way to school and back, I used to listen to my Walkman. I'm talking about tape days, cassette tape days.
I know, the I good old days, yes.
Yeah, definitely. So I used to check out different artists that I'd enjoy, and then I just started learning. And then it got to the point where I was like, I think I could do this. Like, so then I just basically, I remember I was walking home from school and I had a napkin and I was just, thoughts kept coming to my head. So I was like, all right, I just got a napkin. I was literally writing everything on a napkin as I'm walking home.
Wow.
And that was the first time I actually wrote a rap. And that was when I was in high school, my freshman year, actually.
Wow. And so do you remember the lyrics?
Oh, wow. I had so many different, notebooks. I had a book called A Raptionary.
Oh,
it was like a thick dictionary, but it was just full of all the raps that we would write and stuff like that.
That is so cool. I love the title.
Thanks. I got like basically like 10 of those when I first started out. I filled up like 10 big binders full of like lyrics and songs and ideas and things like that. Aww. So then it just grew from there, and then turned to audio and then songs, and you know, it is what it is today.
Wow, well, congrats. And you know, this is your time. This is to embrace the king you are. And you're a hard worker. You are a dedicated dad as well. And you're somebody that newcomers and people within the industry can look up to, because you have also your own record label. Am I wrong? Or?
Yeah, you're correct. Real Spit Records.
Awesome. Good job. So it's just very inspirational for other people, because they can see you beat your own tune and you don't have to fall with, you know, the rest of the cloud. And I'm honored to have you, and also to embrace the king that you are. And you're leaving your positive mark in the industry, because rappers sometimes tend to have a bad reputation, and not all the rappers are the way, you know, are portrayed. You're very unique, and if you can tell, you know, the audience how you decided to do your own record label and promote yourself and do your own thing.
Pretty much when I started out, I realized that I had a hunger to just keep creating and creating and creating. So through that, I just decided to actually just start figuring out how to do it myself, so I can just do it at will, do it whenever. So I went to school to Citrus College. They had a recording program, and Michael Jackson actually recorded at that studio before too.
Wow.
And then my main teacher, shout out to Mr. Jaquette, He was actually did Paula Abdul's album, so he recorded that album and engineered it. That was my main teacher,
Oh, wow.
thing here. And by about three or four other teachers that were pretty inspiring and pretty well versed in the whole recording and institute and everything. Like, they basically had us in the real big studios with the big huge mixing boards, and we were in those studios with the huge piano set up in there and a quiet sound booth and all that. Like we got to actually learn in that studio that they had like a lot of top-notch artists record in there and do albums and projects. So I got to learn hands-on with some of the best teachers that like that I could have imagined to teach but be taught by, because they taught from the perspective of actually doing it themselves. Like, they actually did it and physically experienced it themselves. So that was like the best teacher's experience. So I got to learn hands-on with them, and then it just grew from there. Like, I decided to start buying the equipment from school, and then I just started building my own studio part by part. And now I've been doing that since, wow, it's literally been 20 years that I've been making
Wow.
and recording my own music, and
Well,
for
who else to
other
teach you
artists too.
better than Paula Abdul's you said the director or the producer?
Yeah, her engineer, he basically recorded her whole album and
Wow.
mixed it and made it sound
And that was your
to
teacher.
how it is. Yeah, that was my
Wow.
teacher.
Wow. Look at you. No wonder you are so great with what you do, because I
Yeah.
checked you out on Spotify and you have a lot of views. And I liked, the one that I love that got stuck in my head is like a hundredth. I like the beat. And I think you did a collab with another artist on that. Who's the artist that you collab on that?
Oh yeah, Pulak. Yeah, me and him did a song called 100 100 Grand, and that was pretty cool. That was a fun song too. We
Yeah, it
actually
is.
recorded like about four or five songs in that time that we recorded that one. We probably did about four songs in that same studio session.
Oh, wow.
So that was a real, real fun session.
Yeah. And it's really nice. I love the beat. And I'm a Long Beach girl, so I grew up with, hip hop and all that stuff. So I love that. I love the beat,
Thank you.
and I love what you did with that track. So let me ask you, what faith means to you?
Faith is pretty much everything, because without faith, if you don't have faith in something, you'll fall for anything. So it's like if you have to have some kind of belief system in place that keeps you connected and keeps you grounded, so that you're always focused no matter what comes along. Because there's still going to be a lot of things that come along in the way to distract us and things like that. But as long as you keep your faith, you can always stay focused and then have something to ground yourself back to keep you focused and motivated.
Right. Wow, that's beautiful. And how God shape you on this journey called life?
Yeah. Basically been my everything. It's been my protector, my teacher, my savior, my inspiration, my everything. And also he's connected me to people that are on my same wavelength, that's even helped me to learn and grow and progress and keep things evolving and things like that. It's just been under his divine guidance and synchronicity and everything. It's been amazing, the connections, and when I look back on how things transpired and how one thing led to another, it blows my mind sometimes to see how protected that we really are and how loved and cared for that we really are from our
Oh,
connection.
that's beautiful. I love those answers. Good answers. And that's the reason why I guess we cross paths, because the reason I created this is to spread love and kindness. And every episode is dedicated to God on my own way. And he's using me as a vessel. And look, he put you in my way long time ago, and you made a positive lasting impression. And I didn't even know that you were a man of God. And look at those answers, you see? So he's working your way on your favor,
Well,
and
I connected.
you're being, seen worldwide. And I'm so appreciative that you're doing this, and I hope you feel happy with this too. And
Yeah, likewise, definitely.
oh, thank you. So if you have a superpower, do you wish, what would that be?
I think if I had a superpower, it would be to connect with everybody. Because that's how pretty much I learned all my information, was through connections and through guidance and being able to connect with people and interact with people and learn from people and observe people and people observe me, because like my friend circle, we all teach each other. Like I have a group of maybe about four to five MCs that are really close. And it's just like iron sharpens iron. Like we all have our individual skills, but we all connect, and we all have a way to just connect and inspire each other and keep each other going. And then my boy might send me a song, and hey, he has, I just made this song. What do you think? And then I'm like, oh man, I love it. Send it over. And then it's like, it inspires me to just work. And then I'll send him things every now and then. He's like, oh man, that's perfect. I'm gonna work on this. I'll send it right back to you. And then bam, we got a new song made, a new project created. All through the power of connection.
Wow, that's great. And well, you're doing it with your music, you know, listen with your music all over the world, and now you're being seen all over the world with this podcast, and you're spreading a positive message, you know, so you're an inspiration. And like I said, this is to embrace the king that you are. And what would you like to share with the audience, you know, that is important for you?
Let's see. I would say the power of focus. Focus and dedication. Because pretty much I feel like once you figure out what you actually like, or what inspires you, or what you like doing, like something that you pretty much, no matter what, whether you're getting paid or not, if you keep gravitating to it and you just can't stop thinking about it, like the power of focus, like especially nowadays, how we have technology to get in touch and do anything with, you know, we can just talk to our phone and get almost any information now. The power of being able to focus is everything, because with the power of focus, that's how I've been able to do every single project that I've done. Was I literally like have a whiteboard that I have over here to my right.
Like a vision board?
Yeah, exactly. Like I actually plot out everything that I'm focusing on. I write it all down. And then I break it down into steps, and then I focus on it like a laser. And then I basically see what can I do to knock those steps out. And then once I do, the project is done way before you even know it. If you wow. Like really sit down and focus.
That's what I love about you. You're so inspirational and also so smart. And you've been teaching me some stuff about marketing, because you also went to marketing school.
Yeah, marketing, like on our favorite YouTube university.
There's all kinds of
people that you can connect with. Like I've connected with some pretty awesome gurus that are great with marketing, and I've learned from them directly. So it's like the power of marketing is everything. Because
so you learn through YouTube.
Yeah, that's one of them, and then a couple of mentors that I could name. I cannot, but I will leave that for a little bit later.
Maybe it's okay.
The next one,
you don't have to.
But one that I will mention is Myron Golden. He's an awesome genius. He's a inspirational entrepreneur. He's a brain. He's a real smart dude. He knows everything about marketing, and he's connected with God as well. He puts a lot of God into his marketing. So learning from that in a godly connected.
So everything is related to faith, to God. Religion, God, so, yeah. And the business.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, that's beautiful.
You always want to learn.
I didn't know that. Look at you. I'm learning too. Wow.
Yeah, definitely. Because you want to learn with people that are on your same wavelength. It makes everything so much better and so much more
smooth.
Fluent.
Yeah.
Because you stay on the same path and you don't stray off.
Thank
the path
you. Because, I appreciate it, because that has been a journey in my life until now, until this point that, you know, is this like an aha moment? Because it has taken me a while to understand that. And that's the reason I created the podcast, for to bring people that are, you know, in the same wavelength, you know, God, love, kindness, because at the end we only have each other. And look at you. You're in an industry that is so difficult and is portrayed in a way that it shouldn't, when it's beautiful what you guys do and the message. Mm-hmm. And look at you. Thank you so much. Okay. I appreciate you. You're really like, to embrace you, the king you are, and you're an inspiration for many generations to come. You know, you're leaving your legacy.
Definitely, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's true. And your little one has the legacy to continue for what you're building, you know. So that's beautiful what you're doing, and she should be proud of you, you know, what you're doing, and, you know, carving your own path, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has her own song too. She's already started since 2 years old. I already got my daughter started making music. Now
Oh,
that
look,
she has
I
her own little
know, and
song.
I heard that song is beautiful. So, Sammy, if you can play that song for you.
Although you drive me crazy, so happy you're my baby, and I do it for you. Anything. Although you drive me crazy, so happy you're my baby. I do it for you. Anything.
Brightest star in my world. Brightest. Flat out, it's my pooh bear, baby girl. Baby girl. I love your pretty smile. I love your little feet. Little. I love the way you laugh, and I love the way you speak. You say I love you, daddy. That's really sweet. You know you got daddy's back, my little unique. You make my life whole. You make my world complete. And plus you're so fun. Let's play hide and seek. I love you so smart. It's love the way you think. Your daddy's bright little star, moon in the sea. And you can be my sunshine when rain falls on me. My umbrella from the weather, my little unique. I know I'm not perfect. I wish I could be. But I'm grateful you call me your daddy. I wish to rock you like a baby and put you to sleep. And I'd do anything so you won't have to weep. I hold the world on my back. Back your shield and the armor from any attack. And daddy gives you his heart is here on his track. So when you wanna hear my voice, just play it back. And baby, just know that I love you. I just wanna be here to hug you. Can you play with me? I would love to. Grandma and grandma.
That's beautiful.
Oh.
That's awesome. I love it. I love
Yes.
their lyrics. Anybody that is a single parent can relate to that, or even if it's not a single parent,
Definitely.
just being a dad itself, I can relate to that. That's beautiful. And I love her cute boys in it.
Yeah, definitely. She loves that song. She tells all her little friends the name and how it spells. She's like, look it up on YouTube.
Oh, how sweet, you
She's
see? That's your legacy. And there's more
Yep,
good
definitely.
stuff that you're building in. And they say legacy is like an ego, blow up, but no, it's just leaving your 2 cents for humanity, and you're doing it with your own way, and I'm proud of you. So, also, which other artists you have collab?
Let's see. I've collabed with a lot of different artists. My close key favorite artists, like that I work with on a like repetitive basis, are my boy 915, my
Okay.
boy Obi-Wan, Juggernaut Loco, Bobby B. Brave. Those are like my main artists I work with like consistent basis. And
Right.
it's been a lot of other artists that I've linked up with in the past too. Like I've even got to meet Nate Dogg before in my past, Badass, like a lot of well-known West Coast artists. I mingle with Razzcast, one of my favorite artists as well. I've got to open for one of his shows a long time ago. We did a festival over here, and that was awesome because it's basically got to meet like one of my most respected artists, and then he has to give me props for my music. So I was like, oh, that's dope. I got props from my favorite artist that I look up to, you know?
Oh, that's beautiful. That must
So
have been
I
like a out of body experience for you. It was like doing that, and getting, props from
Yeah, definitely.
the person that you look up
Yeah,
to.
shout out. Matter of fact, shout out to the artist that first inspired me to really do it was the Dog Pound,
Oh, really?
Corrupt and Daz, a long time ago. Like they're still popping now, but that's what really inspired me to really rap because that was just like when I heard that just blew my mind. I was like, oh wow, that's lyrics right there. Like the way Corrupt rap and Daz drop dope beats. So it's like, man, that just inspired me to the roof. And that was since I was a little kid. And I'm still like rocking with them now. So it's like it's just crazy how one person's legacy can affect somebody else's, and that person can affect other people and affect other people from there. And it just grows and inspires. It's like an inspirational ball, kind of, you know?
Look
It's
at
crazy.
you, and you're leaving a legacy for future generations.
Definitely.
Yeah, proud of you, and thank you so much for doing this. So, and what are your future projects right now? I know you have a lot of stuff going on right now, but I know you're working on your music.
Yeah, definitely. Future projects, it'd be a lot of actually going to be dropping a lot of songs on social media, like Spotify, YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, all those kind of platforms. I have like about, man, I got 100 songs that I have chilling in this computer behind me that's like waiting that I haven't even released to the world yet. Aww. So I've been kind of stacking up through this period of time. I've been stacking up a lot of music and collabing with a lot of different artists. And I'm about to go on like a spree of just dropping songs and releasing videos. Aww. That's the next thing that we've been working on is video work.
So I know you mentioned you want me to be in one of those.
I'm saying that's the power of collaboration and connection.
I'll be honored. I have worked on some other music videos and other artists, like we have talked before the interview, and I'll be honored to work in one of your projects, you know. And when you're ready to release more songs, you know, you have your friend here, you know, use this platform that, you know, you can release your tracks. And I like to support my peers because I know how hard it is to get the trust and the support. And, you know, that's the reason I do this, you know, with the much love and respect and kindness. And, you know, you deserve that, to be known more, because it's beautiful what you're doing. And also, you mentioned to me, since you're a dad, you're very careful with the lyrics and everything. And, you know, you're conscious that you come from a woman and you pay respect to women's out there, because sometimes, you know, the lyrics, it can rhyme, but, you know, the anger is released in the lyrics, but, you know, once it gets delivered, message, you know, it could be a different perspective once it gets delivered, the message, you know, to the listener. I love that about you, like how you do the lyrics for now on, you know, especially after you became a dad. So if you can share with the audience what you mentioned to me, that's beautiful.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's a complete perspective change, too. When you have kids, like all of my artists that are fathers and parents and moms and everything that support their kids, like, you know that there's a complete perspective and mind shift once you have your first child. It really does alter you in a positive way.
Yeah.
Especially if you let it. If you fix it, it's going to like really affect you in a positive way, so that you can really think what's important. Like, that's what it did for me, is it let me know what was really important and what was goals of mine. It helped put things in perspective. So I know what's something that my daughter would be proud of me doing, or that she would be proud to tell her friends and peers that her dad does that. And, you know, she'll be able to spread the message through her friends and family and, you know, perspective and things like that.
That's
so
beautiful.
Like, that was one of the main things I wanted to make sure it was something that my daughter could look up to. And something that she would want to possibly be involved in too, because she sings and stuff like that too now. And she's only six.
Yeah.
So I can imagine what she'll be doing in the next couple of years.
Yeah. So thank you so much for keeping that in mind, you know, for all of those parents out there that are careful about those type of music they listen to, but the beat is good, but the lyrics could be something else, but you're conscious about it and you're making something different. And I'm very proud of you and honored that you're doing that. And thank you so much for keeping that in mind, because you're helping us raise the future of society, you know, unconsciously with your lyrics and the songs, you know. So thank you. So that's something that other artists can look up to, and they can be positive, and they can be successful with positive lyrics, and, you know, they can be what you guys say, they can be lit.
One thing I do suggest to artists is to always make, you can always make two versions of your music. Like, if you create your first version, and you can always release that, and then you can always do like a remix and change some of the lyrics. It's real easy to change out a word or two, and you keep the same meaning, but you still get two versions that you can release, because that's more marketability. Mm-hmm. If you have things where you're beeping every 2 seconds, it's hard to market that. So, you know, that's another little thing to keep in mind. Mm. You always make two versions.
Yeah. Well, that's smart, you see. So it's good to know. But thank you for doing what you're doing. And you're making, like, a positive impact, especially on the industry nowadays, you know. And, you know.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
You are. So, and I'm proud of you for what you're doing. And, you know, I'm just, like, speechless, because it's like, wow, you know. A rapper, I always, like, rap music. I grew up in Long Beach, so it's like, you know, it was in my blood, and, you know, everywhere you go in Long Beach, you know, rap.
Yeah.
So I grew up not that far from where Snoop Dogg released his you know, first album.
I was going to say that too. That's his hometown.
Yeah. And that's my hometown. So, but yeah, so I'm so happy to have you here and thank you so much. And, you know, anything else you want to share with the audience that you would like to, you know, have them to know more about you?
I would definitely say the power of connection is awesome. Cause like I said, that's why we're here. You know, everything is through, connections and the power of energy. Like when you feel something that's like, if you get a good vibe from somebody, there's a reason for that. Like there's, cause you never know what you guys have in common or what later on down the line you may have in common that can help you guys connect and reach out to people. And like you said, inspire people and help motivate things and keep things on a higher level. So that's one of the things I would always suggest and say is connecting. Collaboration is awesome too, because everybody has something to bring. Like even if you don't know what it is yet, you'll later on, you'll find out what you're inspired by and what your passion is and what your real goals and love for what you do is. So all you gotta do is just search for it and you'll find it.
That's beautiful. One of the main things.
Yeah. You know, stay focused and keep grinding. You'll get what you're trying to get as long as you stay focused.
Yeah.
There's always a way to get.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And what is your favorite book?
Favorite book? I have a lot of them actually. The Power of Now is a good book. I like I have a couple books behind me actually. Let me check out. Self Discipline. Oh. Good book. That's a real good. I mean, that's
a good
everything.
One. Self discipline, yeah. If you don't have discipline, I mean, you don't have nothing. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So books like that, like I love books about finances, the power of finances. I love books like, I leave those for part two, my higher level books. But like,
most definitely, we're gonna do another follow up episode after you release your tracks and find out more projects you have. You know, so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And
I love knowledge, gaining new knowledge and learning new things, because it's like putting another tool in your arsenal.
Right.
So like the more that you know, the more you can do, and it makes life easier. It's like playing a game, like a video game, and knowing all the moves as opposed to not knowing the moves. It's like, you know, makes it easy.
Right. And when is your personal quote? What is the one that motivates you?
Let's see. Stand for something or you fall for anything.
That's beautiful. Yep.
Yep. If you have a good focus, you're good to go. Especially if you focus on God and you keep higher level things in mind, you're good to go. You're golden.
That's good. You see, he's very like wise and very smart. So yeah. So you said you were working on some projects, but
I'll probably be dropping maybe like 3 to 4 EP projects, maybe like 7 or so songs. Mm-hmm. Or to like 7 to 10 songs each. And then we have a plethora of singles that are already covers designed, already mixed and mastered, ready to go. It's just a matter of just lining them up and picking the dates, and then again the little marketing plan behind each one, because what's the point of dropping a song if nobody's going to know that you even did it? So you have to put that plan together to let people know that, okay, this is my new song. This is where you can get it at. And, you know, that's what the main focus of marketing is just let people know what you're doing and
awesome.
What you have to offer. So we got that going. I got some collaborations with a couple other artists. We got some production that we're going to bring forth. We're doing a lot of stuff right now.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Can't wait to hear the new tracks. But let me have my engineer, Sammy, if you can play the next track so my audience can listen to your music.
Cool.
Shut shots, shots, we gon' light the whole street up. You're ducking on the plug, cause you can't pay your rear. The time is on your head, so you can't kick your feet up. The world is going bonkers, we gon' light the whole street up. Shots, 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 we gon' light the whole street up. You're ducking on the plug, cause you can't pay your rear. The time is on your head, so you can't kick your feet up. The world is going bonkers, we gon' light the whole street up.
The world is going bonkers, suckers making me nauseous. Hey. Too many people talking, so I always move cautious. Hey. Staying on top of them haters, dodging a coffin. Yeah. Late night, turning and tossing, planning my offense. Uh-huh. I take flights from here to Laughlin quite often, so I can stay bossing in a high-rise office. Hey. Calculating plots and plans to get knots and grands, escaping plans that our leaders to plan. Hoarding all the resources, putting limits on man. Damn. What a messed up scam to leave mankind jammed. That's why we gotta rise up and withstand. Come up with a quick plan in the hood, it's quicksand. So it is.
Shots, 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 we gon' light the whole street up. You're ducking on the plug, cause you can't pay your rear. The time is on your head, so you can't kick your feet up. The world is going bonkers, we gon' light the whole street up. Shots, 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 we gon' light the whole street up. You're ducking on the plug, cause you can't pay your rear. The time is on your head, so you can't kick your feet up. The world is going bonkers, we gon' light the whole street up.
Play around with him, then people will lay you down with him. Come round tripping, they'll probably give you a round ticket. The closed captions, they don't even make a sound with it. I'm down with it, just know that I come around with it. I ground pivot and never been known to clown with it. Especially if you thirsty, looking to hurt me and church me, you gon' have to handle this verse 3 over and over on repeat.
Repeat, repeat, repeat.
That's the way I get my release.
Release.
That's the way I feel about the beef.
The beef.
I'ma get my peel out, capiche? And you gon' see me ill out the streets with this.
Shots, 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 we gon' light the whole street up. You're ducking on the plug, cause you can't pay your rear. The time is on your head, so you can't kick your feet up. The world is going bonkers, we gon' light the whole tree up. Shots, shots.
Shout out to my cousin for making that beat. Goodfellas music producer. Yeah, he's fired with that. My cousin Sears be the rock star. He's matter of fact, he's one of the ones that put me on to a lot of higher level enlightenment as well. My cousin Sears B, a rock star. Yeah. He's on some higher level mental stuff too. Like me and him connected, the power of connection again.
That's
me
beautiful.
And him connected and like literally me and him learned from each other and went through various teachings that we discovered and that really put me on a next level was when we really got in touch and really got to explore higher level teachings and stuff like that.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Universal knowledge and everything.
I didn't know that about you. And I'm so like into spirituality and all of that. And I believe in my God, my own God, and there's a higher power. And, you know, that's the reason definitely. He asked me to do this. And I'm dedicating every episode to my God. And look at you. Thank you so much. I just love your messages. And your lyrics are, you know, with messages. So let me ask you this. On the way here to the studio, we were talking. And I ask you, if you don't mind, if you can share so you can educate me and also educate the audience how it has started, you know, the rap music, you know. Because I know I'm from the hood, okay, from Long Beach. So it was like a venue to, like, vent out of social situations of the hood to society. So, but that was my thing, you know, to my impression and through music, through art in a positive manner. So what about, you know, your input into this? What do you think, how it started everything?
How it started, I believe it was a way of, or almost just how it is now. It's a form of self-expression because a lot of people have a lot to say. And it's a really good platform, and it's like another level of platform, and because it helps you think in a creative way to express how you feel, your thoughts, things that you see around you, things that you feel around you. It's a way to like creatively put that together and project it to the world in a way that other people can connect to. Because like one song can literally change somebody's whole life. Mm-hmm. Like you can hear one song that connects with you in a certain way, and that song could be your inspiration through a tough time, through a trivial moment. It could be it could be your lifeline, pretty much.
Right.
And then songs too. So it's something about music where it's timeless. Like you can hear a song and it'll take you back to like it's almost like a time machine. it'll take you back to a point in your life where, especially if it's a positive song that you like, it'll take you back to like a moment where you were like at your greatest feeling in the world. It can take you back just by pressing play and hearing a song. That's what kind of like led me into doing music. And I think that's was part of it, why it was created too, to bring awareness and to help people really connect to each other and inspire each other and enlighten each other through thoughts and, you know, thoughts and beats and the, like the rhythm of it, how like the rhythm can catch somebody and like music could soothe the savage beast. It could soothe your mind too. Yeah. So, you know, I think it was a way to just get everything aware to everybody and to expression, like a freedom of expression. I think that's what it pretty much came from.
Wow. Well, let me tell you, you're doing an awesome job. You're an inspiration for future generations. Thank you for living and doing this beautiful legacy for all of us and with your music and your talent. And you're very smart. And I love the fact that you're spiritual, because without any spirituality, we're empty, we're shallow. Yeah, and I think, it's very important to remember that. And also that we're here, like in your case, through your music, you're spreading love and kindness. So thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, thank you. No problem. I'm just doing what I do.
Yeah, but you're awesome, and I appreciate you. And, you know, I'm the type of person that I love to live in gratitude instead of ego and, you know, no, because ego doesn't take us anywhere. So I love to live in gratitude. So whoever crossed my path, they always have something positive or negative, but I always try to look up, you know, the positive and things, and I always live in gratitude. Yeah. And when you came into my life, when you crossed path through work, you left a positive impression, hard worker, dad, and also you are very artistic. In a positive way, and especially your line, you know, of work and the industry. So I appreciate it, you know, and I just think like it's awesome what you're doing, and don't stop. And, you know, you're putting your 2 cents, and it's great, you know, that your friends support you. And shout out to all of them. I don't know any of them, but shout out to them. and I'm honored, you know, to have you, and I'm glad that you guys support each other in your, you know, own craft. And you guys are doing awesome. So, is there anything else you want to say?
Just do what you do. Everybody, just do what you do. Like whatever inspires you the most, there's a reason that you feel that way about whatever that is. It could be anything. So I suggest to everybody, follow your passion. First and foremost, like follow your passion, because it's gonna lead you somewhere where you really want to be at, because that's your higher self guiding you and leading you towards something. So always follow that. Invest in yourself and invest in your credit, because that can power you and get you to the next level as well. And invest in the people around you that support you. That's one of the main things too, because the people that love you and respect you and like admire you, those are people that are going to be your best supporters, friends, and future family members, because once we connect as friends, we become family, you know. Mm-hmm. So I always say inspire, support the people around you, and they'll support you, and support yourself, and inspire yourself, learn, and all the rest to follow. You know, follow your passion.
Amen to that. Thank you. And how can people reach out to you? Like if they want to follow up, you know, through your social media, how they want to find out, you know, about your projects and your music.
Let's see. I'll say, connect with me on Instagram at Mr. Real Spit. So I'm mostly on there. It's like so many social medias. It's hard to keep up with all of them and still maintain a balanced life. You know.
I know.
So I would say, market yourself on everything. Like I'm on all the platforms: Spotify, Real Spit, YouTube, Real Spit. But yeah. Connect with me on Instagram. I'll be posting a lot on there real soon.
Let me ask you, and how you came up with that name, like Real Spit. I know your name is Jason, but how you came up with your artistic name?
It's pretty much what I do, because like a lot of times when I talk to like a lot of my fellow artists, they like, dang, that was like, you spit some real stuff. I like what you do. Like, I respect what you do. It's real. Like, so I was like, I do spit real. So I was like, it's Real Spit. And I just started saying that a lot, and then it just kind of stuck with me.
That's beautiful.
It's kind of, you know, grew on me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how it started. That's great. Well, we don't have that much time. It's been fun, and I hope you enjoy as well. And I hope you're not a stranger. I hope you keep me updated with future projects. And, you know, we have to collab on your music video. We've been talking about it for the longest.
But yeah, it's time to execute.
Yeah, but I know we all have busy lives. But, you know, it's been an honor and a pleasure. And like I said, this is to embrace the king in you. And this podcast is to embrace the kings and queens that we are, that sometimes we forget. And don't forget, everybody, to spread love and kindness, especially nowadays with so many wars and so many things going on in the world and so many changes. But let's hope changes for the better, not for the worse. And anything else you want to add to it?
Love, life, and light. Enjoy it.
Yes. And, you know, thank you so much, Real Spit, Jason, for spending this time with me. Appreciate you.
Definitely likewise.
And thank you. The honor has been mine. You know that. I respect you and I admire your music and your, you know, whole persona, like hard worker, professional, respectful gentleman. I mean, you know, especially in the industry that you are. So it's beautiful. And thank you. Yeah, and keep being who you are and shoot for the stars, my friend. And appreciate you. And, you know, see you next time. With future projects. Definitely. Don't forget about your girl here. You know, I'm here to support my peers in a positive light. Definitely. And any shout outs you want to do for your friends or family?
As a matter of fact, shout out, first and foremost, my family. You know, they always looking out for me, always supporting me, always got my back. Likewise, you know, I love y'all to the moon and back. Shout out to my baby girl who's in the song. You know, y'all got to hear a little bit of that. Shout out to you, Floor, for keeping it real all these years and always, you know, looking out and reaching out. Shout out to God, my Savior, first and foremost.
Amen.
You know, for connecting everything and keeping us protected and inspired. And shout out to everybody, you know. Keep doing what you do.
And
you're going to get there once you just focus.
Just remember, you're seen worldwide, so any message for the world?
Walk in love as much as possible. Everything else is small compared to that.
Yeah.
Need that love first. First starts with ourselves, then it starts with other people, then it starts with the world and what we do. So gotta start with that. Gotta walk in that.
Yeah. Amen. And thank you so much. Thanks you too for keeping it real all this time and for being so down to earth. And you always been an inspiration as well to keep it real. And always hustling, grinding, like you say. I always remember that. We always have to keep a hustle. So, in a good way. In a positive way. Yes. So, thank you so much. It's an honor. And don't forget to spread love and kindness, everybody out there, because it's much needed. And see you next time. And thank you for spending another Sunday afternoon with Chatting with Floor and Real Spit. See ya.
Take care.
You're listening to Chatting with Floor Morat, only on LA Talk Radio.